Yes, let's go. Another late night podcast from Pat and Colum.
We'll be glad to hear will make it short.
Yes, it will, because we've got to be out here in about 30 minutes. We got to be very quick because they're shutting down the building around us. Turney literally just turned off the sockets to all our stuff there.
We got pew,
boom, knocked
power
down.
Went. Been a good week.
Yes, busy week. Lots of stuff going on. I was back doing the quiz in the woolshed this week for the first time in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, it is. And the world has come to a full stop since the Olympics ended.
Last Sunday.
My own son came in. He was like, what are we going to be watching this morning? Is there cycling on? Weightlifting? And then when we told him the Olympics was finished, he was like, what?
That's it.
And he sat there just very quietly at the dinner table, breakfast table, just kind of going,
And he said, it's going to be another 4 years, buddy.
I told him that.
Another 4 years.
I even said to him, 4 years LA. So he'll be 14 when his next Olympics comes
on. Oh, my God. I'll be 48.
Oh, Lord. It's your birthday as well.
Well, it was my birthday yesterday, yes. Well, actually, no, we were going past.
And someone forgot. Your wife.
You did call him.
Your work wife.
Yeah. You forgot to say happy birthday to me.
I'm very sorry about that.
It's fine.
But you did when you rang yesterday to say hello and just to do the catch up and talk about, you know, random work things. And then you were like,
thanks for saying happy birthday to me.
And then I hung up in a huff.
I had to hang up before you had to say happy birthday, because you have to.
You got to do it. It's like slamming a door in the car and you're leaving. You know, it's essential that you over-dramatize it.
Yeah, I have to have the one up on you. That's the bit. Like when you send money to each other, that we are like, here's your blood money. And if I owe you like a tenner, I'll send 10 euro and 50 cent.
Revolut.
You owe me 50 cent now, Colum.
The people in Lithuania who are running Revolut are kind of going, either that they're very good at donating blood, or this is a very violent gang and they're going to get us kicked off.
Little did I know it's me paying for your lunch.
Remember, there was the time that people were always worried about, don't send any messages now in Revolut because the mortgage companies will see that you're being an ass and then they won't give you a mortgage.
What?
Remember that?
No.
They'll ask you to see your Revolut. And or they'll be wondering if you're using your Revolut account to sign up to Bet365 or Paddy Power.
But that's the same. You're not allowed, I think, can't have any of the betting stuff anyway. Yes, yeah.
You gotta hide it for like 6 months or something. Like,
get over yourselves, lads.
You know, the lad's only putting on a 35-fold accumulator the weekend. They're worried about it.
You should be more worried about the 40 euro I'm spending on Chinese every week, I'd say, lads, than this fiver I put on Rotherham to win 1-0. Do you know what I mean?
MK Dons let me down again on my 15-fold.
Yeah, but I got 12 chicken balls as well with my starter. I don't think they should worry about that. But yeah, but people, I'm happy enough. I'm with Revolut and with Revolut Business. I have moved over to...
Hashtag ad.
They're not sponsoring anything. We haven't got a sponsor yet.
We'll never get one. We've come down on all the people out there.
We're having a go at everybody. But no, I'm liking Revolut. As I said, I heard the big thing that the Bank of Ireland and AUB and all that were coming to get together and start their own app.
They couldn't work together.
They can barely operate their own. We had this with AIB and their stupid card reader before.
I'm still using it.
I know.
Using that thing.
But everybody said
it's like
a
calculator.
So you're giving all your money to Russia, Pat. That's what you're doing. You're funding Russia. I'm like, it's a bank. It's just a bank, a European bank.
They're all probably funding something else.
Listen, I'm sure Bank of Ireland are funding drug runs.
Allegedly.
But it's insured. It's insured up to 100 grand, the same as AIB and Bank of Ireland and all this. And it's got a good app. How many times do we people come to us and go, I have no cash on me now? I'm like, renting a tablet.
Never.
We never do.
What did you just do? Oh my God. Just going to delete the whole podcast. Congratulations, we're 3.5 minutes in and we're already...
I'm already after putting myself into another court case.
The revenue we're looking
for. I'd say I don't last about 5 minutes into any podcast before I start a podcast. Or a court case.
Court case, yeah. Week on Pat Gets Sued.
Oh, well, it was Bank of Ireland after 1 minute. So I could have been sued for that one, allegedly.
Allegedly. Drug runs. Don't forget, this is all done in jest. It's all for a bit of fun. Allegedly.
Yeah, that should cover us.
All right, we're done.
But the Olympics.
Olympics
finished.
Were good. Olympics.
Olympics. Did you watch much of it?
I did, mainly because the kids wanted to watch it. They also found that was the loophole to watch the television without, you know, watching their own thing. So they can I try on the Olympics so they could watch TV in the morning?
And you felt bad then going,
it's once every 4 years and I want them to be interested in sport. And to be fair, he'd be coming back afterwards and he'd be like, you know, Moscato there from Turkey is going to be lifting in the and he'd know all of it. He'd be like, he missed the clean jerk there a minute ago. He should have had it. He definitely had third in his pocket. And I'm like, you're 10.
Daddy, why did that man knock the pole off the pole vault? That'd be a tough one to answer. Huh? The what now? The who? The pole vault. You should be watching that stuff.
I know, yeah. Jesus.
I watched everything. Here's
a Playboy magazine. Just read that instead.
don't be watching the Olympics, that dirty smut. I got my girls watching the synchronized swimming, all right?
Yeah, Robin watched that too. Loved it. China came first.
They were unbelievable.
They were very good.
Very, very good.
The Spanish came third. Robin loved the Spanish. She thought they were very, very good.
Love it. Little flags. Someone pitching her kids in front of the thing with little flags.
And she was like, she thought they had more.
Ireland did well with gold.
Did for a small nation. I think 17th in the end. New Zealand is the one that punches the highest above their weight for most medals. Like, there are countries that have 700,000 people that won one medal. But New Zealand punch way above their weight when it comes to kind of like a stack of medals.
Bits like you and your wife?
Punch way above my weight. I do, definitely. Not these days. I'm looking, my hair's looking great. My hair's on point. But anyways, I got a new spray. I'm using the powder and I'm also using the, what you call it?
That's it. Colin's getting too late now.
Salt water spray.
The what?
Gives you the kind of surfer look.
Salt water spray. It sounds like you're using the tears of children. With some salt water.
If that makes my hair look like this, I'm going to see.
I will happily make these kids cry.
Cry. So yeah, but the Olympics, yeah, they were good. New Zealand are the ones that are always kind of like doing it.
My talking points. Ireland did well.
They did.
Unfortunately losing out in a couple events, which I think in 4 years' time will do very well. Other one is...
To be fair though, the boxing's gone for LA, so we were out of that. That's two or three medals gone straight away.
Yeah.
And I love the way that Jake Paul decided only about 2 weeks ago that he was like, I'm going to represent the USA at the Olympics at the next one because we did so poorly. And then we're not doing boxing at the Olympics next year. I'm pretty sure he single-handedly got it cancelled.
They're like, oh, jeez, we can't have that. It's like Donald Trump running to election. They're like, oh, no, what have we drawn upon ourselves? Why are we doing this? But I think, yeah, we had the pole vaulting guy, the Turkish shooter.
I mean, there was a lot of good memes came out of this.
And I think the breakdancing Australian girl, I think.
Rachel Gunn.
I think, yeah, Ray Gunn. There were so many teams called Ray Gunn's backup bitches and stuff like that. Just the name of teams.
It like, to be fair, it is both awful and amazing at the same time. It is both funny and concerning all at the same time. I think some people just love it.
I think it's very much like an Eddie the Eagle kind of thing, if people remember that.
It is very cringy as well. You know, there is an element of cringe.
It was so bad.
The kangaroo bunny hop thing was top tier.
And breakdancing, only just coming into it, and they're like, right, like all these new sports, let's bring this stuff in. We're moving with the times, people. And then you had that, and you're like, yeah.
And then they removed it straight away from the Olympics again.
Is it gone again?
I think it's gone again, yeah. It's gone with the next one.
Oh, my Lord.
So it was in.
I was really hoping. That was it.
Skateboarding was in. It was kind of boring a bit. The men's was a bit better. The women's, I suppose, you need a developing sport to a certain extent.
Taekwondo is so boring at the Olympics.
Fencing, so boring. Like, apart from two fellas screaming at each
other. I did Taekwondo for 5 years, right? And it was so much better.
You could have been in the Olympics.
Don't you start now. Don't you start. You beat a European silver medalist. Get out of it.
You did.
And he was a weight category above me.
And that means you took his medal and took his spot. That's how the belts work, don't it?
Yeah, that's how it works. But it used to be way quicker, but now it's just point marking. It's so boring. It's two lads standing each other, slowly kicking each other. It's awful. If anybody in the Olympics is listening to this, get rid of it.
Look, there's always going to be controversy about every sport.
What thing have you seen that you would say, listen, that should be in there?
What sport should be in it? I don't know. I don't think soccer should be there.
Pitch and toss?
There's enough soccer.
Do you know pitch and toss?
Like darts. Why not darts?
That's true. Darts in there.
I would love to see some like big, huge bellied Belgian fella just standing up to a line and dropping in three.
Well, the darts is kind of big 20s. Enough as their own thing again. They've got the right, I suppose, yeah.
But every sport does. Look at soccer.
That's true.
Like the amount of soccer that's played and the amount of stuff, like, I mean, it doesn't need an Olympic sport. If it was, yes, all amateurs that had to be, or it had to be all under 21s, which I think it was at one point, and they were allowed three over 21s, but I think it has to be an amateur.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
There's a chance, Pat. Again, like the same way as they do it with rugby. There's no full rugby, but there's sevens rugby.
Okay.
You know, like maybe if they did you know, five-a-side or
futsal.
Futsal or something. Yeah, that might be more interesting. Or beach soccer.
Is beach soccer in there anyway? No.
No, I don't think so. But there's beach volleyball. Yeah, so the Olympics were good.
There was that's Pat and Cullum talk to the Olympics. That's all we got for
it,
you.
It was good, though. It was. I thought it was very, very good. The opening ceremony was good. The closing ceremony was good. They've lost a fortune.
So the closing ceremony got out absolutely just...
It dragged on, same as the first one.
And then they were like, everybody buying tickets to see Billie Eilish. And they see she's on a Zoom on a 22-inch TV thrown up in the corner of the stadium.
It was that, all right.
And they said they were piping in a crowd noise and everything.
The opening had that horse going down the Seine and it took ages. And everyone was like, oh my God.
Is the horse ever going to get there, lads?
Everyone kept wondering who was the next guy they were handing off the torch to, and everyone was like, I don't know. And even the RT commentators were like, we think he plays in the NBA.
Like they could have put an actual horse into the water, it would have gone quicker up the river, I reckon.
It was, yeah.
Come back and forth.
I can actually see how slow it moved. I'm doing it with my fingers now. So yeah, the Olympics were good. It's over now. It's gone. It's done. 4 years. LA next. I hope they do a good job of it. I hope they make it a big blockbuster, Hollywood style.
You know they will. It'll be very much Hollywood based.
Tom Cruise will have to be in a wheelchair at that point, will he?
1984 was the last one in LA.
84 to 28. So 44 years?
44 years,
yeah. Surely there's other countries.
Sorry for yawning, lads. This 44 is tired.
LA, is kind of boomeranging background.
But you know they're going to do a big Hollywood thing. They'll have them all doing it. As you said, Tom Cruise will probably be competing in, I don't know.
I'm not too sure if it's motorbiking. The LA park of Disneyland or the Florida park.
Are you doing
Disneyland.
A segue right
I'm
now?
I'm doing a segue.
Look at you doing a segue.
But one of those parks had a very unfortunate incident happen inside, a deadly incident.
Okay.
Where one of a woman died because she got something that she was highly allergic to in her meal when she was in the park, so she died.
Right.
And her husband, of course, is taking them to court for a settlement, you know, a year or two after. But so the lawyers from Disney allegedly.
Okay, we can trick that in there, yeah.
Launched.
Good luck coming after us, Disney. Allegedly.
They've put into evidence the fact that he signed up to a 1 month free Disney Plus subscription, which had terms and conditions that said he would settle with Disney out of court for any matters at all relating to the Disney Corporation. So now they're saying that he can't sue them, that they will do mediation with him separately.
Oh my God. So he has to drop the court case.
But they're saying that that should be enough for the court case to be dropped.
He's thrown out.
So what are we signing up to in all these terms and conditions? If you die with me when we're inside, I don't know, in Tato Park, right? And I've, after eating a bag of Tato's, did I sign up to some terms and conditions with Tato that says I can't get free crisps for life because you died with
me? Unlucky for you, Colm, it's not Tato Park anymore. See, that's your issue there. But we're signing up to all this stuff, like, you know, like Apple Music, YouTube Music, Apple Music. If I sign up for that, does that say Tim Cook owns my house? If I don't know.
And if they do write
download
that,
in,
is
a song
it not an unreasonable? Shouldn't there be some? I think the European law has it that.
Way better.
Yeah, it's way.
European law is way, way better.
They could turn around to you and say, like, that's an unreasonable thing to stick into a terms and conditions. So yeah. you were sneaking it in there to be sneaky. Sneaky.
They're all like that. That's why they make them so. Well, I think. They're bringing in some, like Adobe had something similar where they had it all hidden away when you're signing up to their terms and conditions. But when you wanted to cancel it, they made it bright and red saying, oh, you're going to get charged $500 if you cancel now.
Yeah,
and you're like, why wasn't this in bright red when I signed up first day?
Yeah.
So I think Europe is now coming along and saying, we should make these all very clear. Like the way they stepped in with the whole GDPR thing and making it, every email has an unsubscribe to it. If you like, you can click it.
Greatest thing in the world.
It's so good.
It's so good.
And Google is now putting them up at the top too. Well, they'll unsubscribe for you at the top of the Gmail.
They will.
So I think European law is good when it comes to these things that were like,
oh, definitely.
I signed my life away. I do. Google probably owns 98% of me right now.
And it's not just the websites and the subscriptions and stuff that you sign up to. It's the apps. Like when you download an app and you get like the McDonald's app or you get like the Tesco app or the whatever, the Domino's app, and you put on your thing, it says then like what they have access to. Your files,
your hidden folders,
your audio,
the one
your
called microphone, your tax pictures, document folder,
your contacts, your emails, and then you have to kind of go, oh, and you'd see the list of them. But before they used to be hidden, and now they have to display straight away when you launch
what they're using, what if they're using their microphone, if they're using your camera,
if they're selling it to third parties, But I like, to be fair now, McDonald's apps and all these kind of stuff, like, and they're like, if you download the app now, you'll get a free chips. You'll get free chips.
Oh, I like chips.
Yes.
And I like apps.
And then you download the app and you get the chips. But the amount of data that you've given them for the free chips is way more valuable to them than 700 bags of chips. You should have held out.
Yeah.
You should have waited.
They have everything.
You should have bargained. You should have sent in an email to say,
at least get a McFlurry thrown in. At least one. And an apple pie.
No toppings.
And an apple pie.
No toppings, Pat.
What's that?
It's just a McFlurry with no toppings.
Look at me going, a side note, called in. I met your brother there recently at McDonald's. I was driving in, tearing as fast as I could to get into McDonald's before 4 o'clock because they turned off the ice cream machine down in Douglas.
Night time?
At 4 o'clock.
In the a.m.
In the a.m. So I was driving in and I goes to your man, at 5 to 4, he goes, is the ice cream machine off? And he goes, we bought a second machine. I goes, what do you mean? He goes, we bought a second machine. We turned one off at 4 a.m. and we turned the other one on. No. I was like, you absolute genius.
That is genius. That is how you do business. None of this, oh, it's broken.
We cleaned the machine at 4 o'clock. Well, I want my McFlurry.
Was broken. Sorry, when you went to McFlurry?
What?
At 4 a.m., is it? Get your McFlurry.
Listen, when you've been working a wedding, dragging gear out, you're roasting hot, you've been out singing on a microphone, dragging stuff in. There's nothing nicer than an ice cold Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah.
And a McFlurry. Something to ease the throat. More than a strepsil.
The machine is broken so much in places like America and the UK, they actually know a separate company set up an app to tell you when the machine is broken.
I think you told me that before. Because it's bad. Even Ballincollig's the exact same. I drove into a drive-thru and I literally just for a McFlurry. And I goes, can I get a McFlurry, please? At the window. Or no, it was at the machine. And the man goes, it's broken. He goes, is there anything else you want? I went, nope. And he was like, okay.
Wheels turning.
So I'm literally just driving around past him and he's like, did you order 4 chips, a Happy Meal? And I was like, no, I was the guy looking for the McFlurry. Oh, the machine's broken. I was like, all right. So I had to literally wait for everybody and I drove through the whole thing with no McFlurry. Very upset.
Wouldn't have happened back in the olden days. Wouldn't have happened back in the 80s for us, would it?
Won't happen in Douglas McDonald's anyway. 5 stars. Well done.
Back in the 80s, you'd have got your ice cream from a guy who pulled up in a proper van.
Listen, kids are now trained for the ice cream that you stay away from the Angelito ice creams.
I haven't seen your man turn up in ages, by the way.
Who?
The ice cream van.
Well, the summer hasn't been the greatest, let's be honest about it.
It's years since I've seen them. They worked during COVID for a couple of weeks and then that was it.
I saw one like literally yesterday.
Where?
Just driving around. He was going from somewhere to somewhere.
Was he driving around or was he stopping?
He was driving. Right. He was going to somewhere. But as I said, Angelito ice cream, absolute dog muck. And I'm not even going to throw the word allegedly in there.
Hashtag it.
Now, Dairy Glen.
If you like.
Now, Dairy Glen. There's an ice cream I can get behind if Dairy Glen would like to sponsor us.
Hashtag it.
So my kids now know to look for the ice cream cones outside the shop and they know the difference between an Angelito one and a Dairy Glen one. And they were like, that's the bad one, Daddy. And I was like, smoosh as well, lads. That uses Dairy Glen ice cream.
Yeah, and the smoosh is good. I like
see, because it's Dairy Glen. It's proper cream, proper milk.
It's not that THC shite.
It's not that powdered milk stuff. Get out of here, Angelito.
So when I was saying the 80s, it wouldn't happen in the 80s, I was bringing in another segue.
Are you doing
segue.
Another segue? You are the segue, goddamn king.
So there was a tweet yesterday. And when I say tweet, it was something that was tweeted and then reposted on TikTok.
Instagram or something.
TikTok. Yeah. One. So it said, The Wonder Years premiered in 1988 and depicted things from the 20 years previous, so 1968. And if a similar show was released today, it would be a set in 2004.
Hey, do you like my new iPod?
No, it would be, you like my BlackBerry? You like my BlackBerry?
But when would the iPods come out?
2004. Seven, I'd say.
What's it?
2006.
This is what things are for. I think it was 2002, was it? Or was that the iPhone?
The iPhone was 2007, I'd say. The iPod is probably...
When did the iPod get released?
According to Wikipedia, the iPad is a brand of iOS and iPad OS-based tablet computer.
Didn't ask for an iPad. God damn.
We tried the new googly thing. When was the iPod released?
2001. There you go. 2001. There you go.
No, you told it. It's still listening to it. It says, when did the iPod get released? 2001. There you go. There you go. Told you. I'm still listening, by the way. Did you tell the iPod get released? 2011.
He's now you've just listening. Given him all my data, my voice. There now you can use AI.
I said replace terms and conditions.
They'll replace us with AI. How about them banks, huh? DHL, huh?
Podcast.
2001. So yeah, people have iPods. I have still my iPod at home. My 160 gigabyte iPod. I think that's what it was.
So what are the
things?
The
largest ones.
I'm watching this show called... would it be 9/11? No, it's after 9/11, so it's 2004. So yeah. 2001, wasn't it? Yeah, so...
yes.
3 years afterwards. I'm watching 24. This is great. Lost is on television.
Is Lost on television 2004?
Has to be.
No, we listen to an iPod or a podcast where two lads Google stuff. Events that happened in 2004. Cullum is now looking up everything that happened in 2004. I was 24. That was 20 years ago. Oh my Lord. I'm trying to think. Did I go anywhere? Did I do anything? I think I was in the States. I was in California for a couple of months. He's now typing us in.
So what happened in Ireland in 2003? Oh, I wrote 2003.
Reeling in the ears. Is this what we're doing now? Is this back to your reeling in your ears?
Reeling in the ears. It was a leap year, by the way.
That'll be in the TV show. Hey, it's a leap year.
What else is happening in 2004? Facebook was released. The Facebook.
There you go.
I'm on this new thing called Facebook. Check it out. President George Bush won a re-election.
Right.
Olympics was held in Athens. So we were all playing the Olympics Athens game on the PS2.
Good opening.
We had to do the mash the buttons.
That's a great game, by the way. Any Olympic Games button that had literally two buttons that you just press as fast as you can.
I heard someone had an unbelievable way of doing it before. And I only found out that this is how they do it.
With a pencil?
No, they put a sock on their hand.
Whoa, what are you doing here now? Oh, sorry, this is a family show. You got here, Colin. What are you doing?
You put a sock over your hand.
Yeah, okay.
And then you put it between the two buttons and you rub it in between the two buttons. And the sock gives you enough
wiggle room
to press it side to side.
I saw a fella, he just had it with a pencil and he had it across the buttons.
Oh, that's good too. I like that.
Or he just held he just went back and forth with his finger and had the controller between his legs.
You got to go back to the 64 days when you speak Dalian Thompson's decathlon. They had the most random games. There was like always these games like, you know.
It's like as a B-list Olympian of some sort.
Yeah, or even the soccer players as well. Like, you know, like Robbie Savage's football classic 98.
They used to always have as well the football blunders.
101 football blunders. Tony Adams, 101 best tackles. Vinnie Jones, greatest hard men of football.
I'm pretty sure that's
a real one.
That probably is one.
Rory McAdams. What was his name? Was
who?
The guy who used to do a question of sport or something. Rory Adams.
Oh, no. Rory Bremner?
Rory Bremner. No, he was just doing the voices. But it was always one of those ones, like, you know, just random people that would be picked.
But that's all you'd have. That's
the David Ginola's greatest haircuts
of the Premier League, 94 to 98. That's all I had. That's
Premier League's top 25 funny guys. And then Sky started ruining it. And they would bring out those half-hour ones where they would be interviewing random comedians and they would be remembering back.
I think it was 98 when this guy came along. I remember him stepping up for a penalty and he had to tie his shoelaces.
And then it cuts. And it shows him take the cut and then it's like cut back again and it's another celebrity like Joe Brand or something like that. Or you know,
Denise Van Houten. You're like, why is Denise Van Houten talking about old football?
One of the members of Bewitched.
My favourite memories of World Cup 94. What?
A guy from Corrie. You know, just these most random people. Somebody who was on Brookside for a year. Just talking about the time that they remember.
His favourite FA Cup song.
Zola captured the ball and was a really good sportsmanship.
His favourite FA Cup song.
Gary Lineker's top 100 famous yellow cards or something like that. Like, you know, he talks about his favourite yellow cards that were given out.
Oh, they were so awful. But that's all I used to get for my birthday and Christmas and all that kind of stuff. That's what it is. Like, you get a VHS of that thing.
It's amazing.
I'd watch it once and that was it. That was...
Top Gear then became that a couple of years later. They started bringing Top Gear Challenge ones. It was like, you know, Arctic Challenge.
The Arctic ones. They get them at Christmas. All I used to do was I used to always give my parents either, let's say, a comedy one, and they used to watch it at Christmas Day after.
Nothing wrong with that.
And they used to get, let's say,
Michael McIntyre's.
No. I'm thinking Billy Connolly.
Oh, yeah. And but then the modern one would be the McIntyre.
Brendan Grace. Awful ones.
The original Irish comedian.
Yeah, Brendan Grace. And then they were like, oh, we heard. My mum would go, well, I bought Mrs. Brown's Boys. And I'd be like, throw that into the bin right now.
I have to say, I still think that the Dunbelievable stuff is top tier.
Dunbelievables is our Christmas ones there for a couple of years.
When they did that thing with the audience where they brought the audience in to the...
As part of the show.
Yeah, and they treated them like the students in the class or the people in the church. It is comic genius. It's brilliant to be able to include them and make them feel like they're pupils. And he'd be talking to them, Riley, get out. Where did you come in late? And all this kind of stuff. Stand up and open that window. I told you, who told you to sit down? You know, just bringing them into it. It's brilliant, like.
That was good. That was, I'm trying to think of all the video, the telly. What was the other ones?
The video, the telly, the mother.
Was it the mother?
It was the three of them. The video, the telly, and the mother. And the one, like,
can I have one of them into it?
Killing the Scully was an offshoot of that, like.
Yeah, I will say, I will, without fail, if somebody's asking me about something in a shop, I will throw that. Can I have one of them and two of them? You'll have to do the voice.
You do a good version of it. I still think your man sitting at the bar and he's hammer drunk and he's talking about, and they marched him out into the middle
and
of
they
the
shot him
one bullet, bang. They took off his socks and shoes. And all he had was a basic salad.
An old salad. All he wanted was an old salad. But that's what the sad thing is. There is one of them people in every single local pub in Ireland. It's literally, that was like a documentary. You could show it to somebody and say, that's real. That could be real for all I know.
That's about 40 years ago at this point. We were still talking about 20 years ago. Oh, Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction.
Was it a malfunction or did she mean it?
They say it was set up, but
like Janet Jackson doesn't have to flash her nipple now just to get a bit of attention.
She was a bit irrelevant back then, wasn't she? Was she kind of coming back again? Justin was.
Are you saying if I start flashing my nipples, I'll become relevant?
You've done it already, I'd say.
I did it in the quiz earlier, I'm sure.
Statue of Liberty reopened to the public. I don't know why it was even closed.
9/11, probably.
That's exactly why.
There you go.
College Dropout by Kanye West was released.
What an album.
Pete Kanye.
That was good.
Ronald Reagan.
I actually remember buying that album, driving and listening to it. And I remember driving up the cold key going, this is very good.
It was very good.
Literally, I can remember listening to it while driving and where I was.
Unfortunately, things didn't go his way after that.
He has his issues.
Mean Girls was in the theaters.
There you go.
Good one.
I've yet to see that movie. Somebody's freaking out now listening to
that. The DC Sniper. Remember that one? He was hiding in the boot of the car.
No.
They were driving around. There was two of them and he was hiding in the boot of the car. He had a hole cut in the boot. Remember, he was the DC Sniper.
Don't remember that at all.
Same-sex marriage was legalized in Massachusetts.
Jeez.
Good up the Bostonians. NASA's Land Rover was on Mars.
Their Land Rover?
Yeah.
NASA had Land Rover.
NASA's rover lands on Mars. I put that the wrong way around, didn't I?
NASA had a Land Rover on Mars. That was some sponsorship deal. Fair play to them. And I thought Tesla were good putting a car into space.
And Usher released the single.
Yeah. I had to bring that up recently enough. I told people it's 20 years old. And they were like, no.
I'm going to put the word Ireland now so we can find out what happened in Ireland.
And then we'll finish up. This is really in the years, by the way.
And then we'll finish it up.
We have to be gone. There's a guy here trying. Actually, my watch has just died. That tells you how late I am. 031.
Right. Reading in the ears. The smoking ban.
Did that come in?
Yeah.
There you go.
MacFadden left Westlife.
By the way, smoking ban. As much as I give out about politicians, that's one of the greatest things they've ever done, ever. One of the greatest things ever. I did not miss, and people who don't know how bad it was inside there, between the smell of smoke and farts, it was just so bad.
Keane O'Connor's horse tested positive, called water crystal.
Oh, yeah.
But the smoking ban, yes, brilliant. Sorry, I was half reading.
I had a flashback of that.
Out of the horse happens, yeah, you and the horse doing cocaine, yeah. Allegedly,
me and Keane O'Connor's horse. The parties we had.
The playlist that was playing that year was Snow Patrol's Run, Black Eyed Peas, Let's Get It Started, U2's Vertigo, Anastasia, Left Outside Alone, Counting Crows, Accidentally.
You gotta go back. You gave that Anastasia the wrong song. You saw Anastasia and you started singing. I'm out of love.
I did, didn't I?
You did. And you went, I left outside alone. It's like, that's the wrong song. It's, to be left outside alone.
That's the one.
You apologise to Anastasia.
I do, apologies. Counting Crows at Accidentally in Love. Outcast at Hey Yeah, Ozone.
Accidentally in Love. Was that Shrek 2?
Yeah, because Shrek 2 is actually in the cinemas again. It's 20 years old. It's on its 20th anniversary.
Is it? Oh,
it is. It's
on
inside in the cinema inside in town at 11 o'clock in the morning. I'm thinking I might go see it. No, I'm only messing because I've got to go do family stuff. Britney Spears had Toxic Day. Pat's Dog's Dead.
I thought you were saying Britney Spears was toxic. I was like, what?
That's fine. RT then are shutting me out.
And, ladies and gentlemen, that was 2004. We're going to have to cut it because it is...
Hold up. Give me the last one.
There's a man waiting for us. He's literally looking at us.
The Lewis opened. There you go. And if every time I'm in Dublin, I always say to someone...
You always say it.
When's the Lucas coming? And they're like, what's the Lucas? No, the tram, the Lucas. And they're like, do you mean the Lewis?
The Lewis.
Is that what you call it? And then they'd be like, what? Have you been living under a rock? Because they can't believe that someone outside of Dublin wouldn't know the Lewis. And it just drives them wild enough that they would think like, ah. I saw a video yesterday as well of two Irish girls inside in America and they told a fella that they'd never heard of Google. Did you see this, Donna?
No.
And he spent the entire 25 minutes trying to show them what Google was on his phone. And he was like, tell me something that you'd have to see. And they were like, palm trees. And he started Googling palm trees. And they were like, ah, stop. We'd have to go to a library to see that in Ireland. And he's it's in your pocket.
I did say that back in 2006. We had convinced an American guy that we celebrated Christmas when we were in America because it landed on a Friday in Ireland and we don't have Fridays in Ireland. And he actually believed it. He was sincerely. And I said, because we'd no Fridays in Ireland, Christmas landed on a Friday, so we'd no Christmas last year, so we're celebrating it now.
It's hard to believe, but I believe it.
It is true. He was 100% actually believed it. Also met a lot of Americans who were nearly 40 years of age and had never left their state.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
Happens a lot.
Why would I leave? Everything's here. I was like, the world is outside there? No. Anywho, next week on Reeling in the Ears, we're going to pick another random. No, we're not. We can't do that every week.
I think we will. I'm going to start looking at other years.
Do call them. And we can chat about it.
We can chat about it.
Is this our new format now? You pick a random year and then we talk about it.
Maybe this is the podcast that we always thought we were going to do. Maybe this is where we ended. This is where we end up.
I don't know what I'm pressing. I'm going to press this now. Yeah, that's people's reaction. Go on, we'll leave it at that. We will see you all next week. Sorry for the short podcast.
I like it. I like short ones. Short and sweet.
Hopefully this is enough just to get you into work. And you can shut off now and never think of us again until next week. We'll see you all then. Bye, everybody.
Can you believe that? Like, Brian McFadden left and then... There was 26 million stolen in the Northern Ireland raid. Remember, it was on the bins.
It was in my neighbour's bin, but I'll tell you all about that next
week. Allegedly.
No, it actually was. I'll tell you about it next week. Bye. Join us next week and I'll tell you about all the Northern Ireland banknotes in my neighbour's house. Bye.